Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, it's Jackie Cation. You're about to listen to the Dork Forest. Yeah, you know the websites, possibly. JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com. The credits, of course, Mike Rickberg just sang and composed the Dork Forest theme song. He sang it with his girlfriend, Sarah. And he will sing the Mexican hat dance at the end of this program. Congratulations to Patrick Brady, who fixes the audio. He got married just very recently, and him and his girlfriend, now wife, Caitlin, I wish them all the happiness in the world, of course, but he fixes the audio. Very glamorous. And then Vilmos, he does the website, thejackiecation.com, which, by the way, is where you could find everything. Dorkforest.com and iTunes are where you can find the podcast and help yourself. And tdf.libsyn.com is where you can find the bonus track, unless you have the app for some reason, which I don't necessarily recommend the app. Even like I get a nickel per app, but I don't know. Anyway, June, the week of June 9th, I'm doing a lot of shows in Los Angeles because I'm taping At Midnight on Comedy Central, that game show with the Nerdist. There is one in the can, but that one's an emergency episode. So now I'm going to be on it for reals and it'll be exciting. That's June 11th. And then I will be in Florida with opening for Brian Regan the week of the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd of June. And then the week after that, I'm going to Wyoming with Maria. So, I am all over the place. So, Los Angeles, Florida, Wyoming. Oh, don't forget, you can donate if you want. That is on the Dork Forest. And super fans, people have been super fanning it up. $100 a year. You could do that $8.33 a month. I have not made that easy. But I've had two people super fan me last month, and that was exciting. So, super fan is $100 a year. You get, I don't know, like you get in the mail like a just a thank you card. You don't really get anything. Or you could order stuff, and then you'd get stuff, and then you'd have $100 worth of stuff, like t-shirts and CDs. My new CD, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, is also a DVD. You could download it at allthingsrecords.com for $5, or you could buy a hard copy for $20 that has an extra. It's just a couple of minutes, but it's an extra scene. And then the CD is available on iTunes and Amazon, or you can order it on JackieCation.com, hard copy of that as well, for $20. I think you can get them all for $45, everything I've ever fucking produced. That's the scoop, folks. So let's get into it. Enjoy.
At RBC Wealth Management, social responsibility starts at the top. As a part of the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC has been recognized among the world's financial, social, and environmental corporate leaders. Our sense of responsibility extends to our reputation for putting clients' interests first. My personal commitment is to help you achieve your financial goals by also considering sustainable and responsible investing strategies. To learn more, visit www.darlacashin.com. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions about our obsessions will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while. We have begun.
I gotta get my recorder. Hold on.
Oh, you're okay. Gonna do it? You're gonna. Oh, all right. Well, I wish I had it down. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting in my living room with Emo Phillips.
Let's do it.
Welcome
to. Can you hear me?
Oh, now yeah.
Hold it.
Okay. Hold it for him.
Welcome to the Dork Forest. I am in the key of
la,
I wonder.
La, 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 la.
I'll just play it.
You just play
17.
It's a. No, you have
welcome
to sing.
Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions about our obsessions will make us laugh and smile. The. Mike Rickberg is rolling over in his not yet dug grave because he wrote that song, and I cannot even hit the tunes that he. I've been listening to it for at least 4 years.
It's a catchy melody.
It's a catchy melody. Yeah. And then he also does my hat. We're dancing around my hat. But what do you think of that? If it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, and it looks like a Mexican hat dance, it's probably a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance. That's the Mexican hat dance song. Yeah, super fun. Emo Phillips is in my living room, you guys. I'm very excited. Yay!
I have to lose my recorder. You keep talking.
Oh, you could just put it somewhere safe. There you go. I'm not going to take it.
I don't know how safe this neighborhood is.
This neighborhood, it's Van Nuys. We have helicopters here all the time to keep us safe. We're in a helicopter test area.
Oh, nice.
It's nice. It's very beautiful.
You don't even need a fan. It saves you on having a ceiling fan.
Exactly. It does, because we have...
I saw someone in my backyard sent someone. Oh, that's nice.
It is great. I am here with Emo Phillips, Jonathan, Nathan... Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
Also.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Hi.
You're just following him around.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Thank you for having us.
I will definitely.
I'm not here.
You're not here.
I'm
no,
not
no.
here. You guys.
Because we're going to dork out about you as if you were not here.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that you've had someone with their dorky obsession bringing in like a show
yes,
and tell?
Yes. I have dorked out at people that I thoroughly enjoy while they're sitting there. But I've never had we've had a gathering of like-minded individuals.
Yeah, you can't really usually bring your obsession. You can't. Oh, here I am, plus, and I brought the CERN Collider with me.
Exactly. I love bees, and here are these bees.
Yeah.
Right. That
they
would
actually bring me.
Exactly. It's very nice.
I'm the obsessed.
You are the obsessee. Who wants to go first?
Oh, well, I'm actually the obsessed one here.
Okay.
You know, I've been a fan for quite some time. I was probably like 13, where every good emophiliac starts 13.
And
13 is the age.
It's the age when you first discover.
For stand, for comedy.
Well, that's true.
It's like being a 50-year-old as a wine connoisseur.
Oh, yes.
Well, because I said, can I talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did UHF.
Oh, right.
And when it first came out, it didn't do very well at the box office.
It did not.
Now, you'd be amazed.
I am surprised.
But then it went to video.
Right, VHS at the time.
Yes.
I have it on Laserdisc.
Then it went to Laserdisc for 3 months.
You do.
And everyone that bought a Laserdisc say, hey, what's going on here? And then it went to DVD.
Okay.
And now it's on, like, Netflix.
Streaming. Downloadable.
But here's the thing, Jackie.
Yes.
You know, there's a population.
Right.
And every single year, whenever young men turned 13...
There's a new batch of them.
That was, they would say, UHF is my favorite film of all time. And over the last 3 decades... Oh, you add up those 13-year-olds, and they all got older, and now it's like half the world.
And they have disposable income, and it's a beautiful thing. What year did UHF come out, I wonder?
1989.
Wasn't it 88?
I thought it was in 89.
I think it was 88.
Now, I may be looking at the...
You're looking at the Laserdisc.
Well, the Laserdisc version,
don't go by the Laserdisc.
Well, right, you gotta come out with...
That's the devil's way of dating. The devil planted that 89 to confuse you.
Let me tell you that my nephew, when he turned 13, asked me if I had seen, and he is, I think he would have been 11. He was a little ahead of the curve. Yeah. You know, 11.
There's going to be some slop over.
Right. There's going to be guys
It's not like a bar mitzvah.
Right. It isn't a religious event.
No.
When you turn 13, you are handed a copy in some way, shape, or form of UHF.
Although a lot of people would like it better that way.
I would.
I think it's an excellent idea.
It will be. I'm working on it.
A lot less Hebrew to memorize.
And I did follow you in Hong Kong recently.
Yes, both worked there different months.
Different months. Did you do the one-nighters of Mr. Michael Dorscher?
Yes.
And so he was on the Dork Forest. His dorkdom was couchsurfing.org. He will sleep in people's couches all around the world.
And that's his thing.
It's an organization called couchsurfing.org.
Oh, I'm familiar with it, but I just didn't know that was someone's thing. I thought it was like a last resort.
Oh, no, that's his go-to. Yeah.
So you're saying you have a homeless friend.
I have a friend. He works at Bloomberg, my friend. He might no longer work at Bloomberg. But he,
Not after that comment.
Yeah. But he does do, he has a,
No, what they're saying is.
What are they saying?
He's only doing it. He doesn't need to do it.
Dork Forest is a safe space.
For money. If you have a nice job and you beg for money outside the supermarket,
that's a hobby.
It becomes a hobby.
That's it. Then it's a dork.
If you have to do it,
then you're troubled.
Yeah.
There's a man who lives in front of my 7-Eleven here. If anybody has any extra money,
Donald.
Yeah, Donald.
He's a good friend. He used to manage me. How is he?
Well, he's all right. But if you're getting your dog chemo, if you could give him $70 a week instead, I'd prefer that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hi guys, I thought I'd bring it down to nothing.
Dog chemo.
It's happening. It's happening in Los Angeles. A lot of dog chemo. FamilyPetAncestry.com.
That explains the hairless chihuahuas.
See, and those hairless cats.
Yes.
Like
Dr. Evil had one.
Oh, and he would pet it.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Villains love to pet cats. It's very soothing for us.
Exactly. All right. You got another question for him?
No.
Oh, I thought you were here.
I am here.
That's weird.
I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but I have this.
Want to play something?
Kind of, but what's your question?
This strange Emo Phillips Chinese DVD.
There's a.
We were talking about Emo.
Did you get it in China?
And I ordered it off the internet.
Yeah.
And it's.
Let me see it. Let me see it. It's so, how many of your own albums and DVDs do you own that are out that people can buy for reals that are not, you don't have to get them from China?
I have like four of my own.
You four of your own, and they're all audio or are they also video?
Mean of the same one?
Nope. I was hoping for four different sets.
Oh.
Over the course of your career?
I think that's my only DVD.
This is it?
Yeah. And it's
How did
in
they
Chinese.
Do it? And it's in Chinese. Are there English subtitles?
They're Chinese. It's got the subtitles.
It's got mm-hmm. English subtitles.
No, it's in English with Chinese subtitles.
Oh, right, because you don't speak Chinese.
Not yet.
Not at this time. No. Okay, perhaps next year. I understand it's very easy to understand Chinese. Nope. All right, I'm just going to...
It's a tonal language.
It's a tonal language?
Like you say... Ho, and yep. There's 39 different meanings, and 38 will get you stabbed. So it's very tricky language to learn.
It is tricky. And then there's this, you know, I had somebody was talking, did a joke about how there's the way things are drawn and how it's the same thing in every, in Korean and in Japanese that you can, it's sort of, you can understand what's being said. Do you want to play some?
Yeah.
All right. Now's the time.
I thought you meant now's the time, the Charlie Parker song.
Ooh, Charlie Parker. Was that Charlie Parker on the recorder?
No, it was Emo Phillips.
That's all I got.
I'm a little teapot.
That's what I got. I can do a little bit of I'm a little teapot.
Oh, that's Miles Davis, if I'm not mistaken.
And I can't get any higher than that because I don't know where to put my fingers to get into the second register. I can do it with a.
See this hole here? You cover it halfway with your thumb.
Oh, it's a halfway. Holy crap! Thank you, Emo Phillips.
You're welcome. Welcome to the higher notes. It's a strange, wonderful land.
This is the best day of my life.
You've opened over the bass instrument.
You have opened a whole new world to me.
I apologize to your neighbors, though.
Check it out!
I feel like that woman that taught Helen Keller.
Oh, gosh.
Nathan Nabersdorf.
Dippin' Dots?
Ooh, Dippin' Dots. That's ice cream of the future.
Okay.
Already, there's an ad.
Ladies.
Ladies.
Because ladies buy most of the ice cream.
Right, and especially Dippin' Dots.
Novelty ice cream like Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
And tiny children. And they put all of the Dippin' Dots on the lower level so that your four-year-old can see the Dippin' Dots because they're always in a color. Oh. It's always very colorful.
Yes. Men don't appreciate such subtleties.
Except for unless you're a science nerd. And then you're like, how did they do it? How did they make tiny pellets of ice cream? No.
I have actually always wondered that. How do they do that?
See? You have a
science. Do they drip it and like freeze it really fast?
Oh, that is an interesting idea. Have you ever had Dippin' Dots?
I've never had the pleasure of knowing what they are.
Well, it's good. Do you ever have dreams that mean things? Do you guys ever have dreams that mean things?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yes. I think they mean things. How am I supposed to know if they mean things?
Well, there's usually no mystery what they mean, right?
Or coffee.
Yes, you can. That's
do you ever have the dream that your teeth are falling out?
After eating a lot of ice cream?
It's always with chewing gum with me.
Oh, really? Do you have a real dream where
I have a dream where my teeth are going to fall out, and I have chewing gum, and it gets stuck, and I try to pull it out, and it starts to just stretch and starts to pull my teeth out.
Oh,
with
wow.
With the gum.
That is crazy.
And then I reach back and just try to remove it, and I accidentally just start pulling out whole teeth.
All the teeth.
Wow. Do you think that is your mind's way of telling you to stop chewing gum?
I don't chew gum. I'm scared of it now.
Not after that dream.
Allow me to do some dream interpretation right now.
Okay, please.
What are the surroundings that this is happening? That you were chewing gum and trying to get it out of your face.
It's in my bathroom.
You're in your own bathroom.
I'm in my own bathroom and I'm in front of the mirror. And that's I think I go there
right
because I want to see why the gum is stuck.
Okay.
And I start.
Are
to
there
pull.
Any other emotions going on? Is there? Because I have been having a.
It's terror. It's absolute terror. I wake up in like a cold sweat.
Okay.
And like I am.
You got to make a
crying.
Deal. You got to make a deal in your own dream. With the gum. That's what I say. It's true.
Bargain.
You know, I
bargain
have a
with
better idea.
Yes.
Because you can't really plan what you're going to do in a dream. You can't say, okay, this is where I actually sleep with Lola Falana. Because she'll be a rhinoceros by that. Do you have any gum here?
I do not.
Anyone
very
have
sad.
Any gum?
Anybody rocking some gum?
No.
All right.
We should,
this seems
the only
to be
solution.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I saw this once in a film about the army.
Okay.
We give them some gum.
Yeah.
And force him to chew it. No,
all
we'll
the
be here. All four of us will be here to test.
It's a safe space.
Safe space.
A safe
just
space
a
with gum.
A little bit of gum.
No?
Just
well, we don't have any gum.
Well, okay.
But,
I feel a little better now. It's just
did.
In theory.
Do you have a bath mat?
I might have a little yoga mat that we can cut up. I have a Subway sandwich.
Dip it in honey.
Right?
Yeah.
And
soak it a bit. Will you try that?
Yeah. It's not the same. It's not the same. I don't feel like it'll get stuck.
What I feel
infused
like
with my teeth.
Is that you would follow Emo to the ends of the earth. You're like, yes, Emo, if you need me to chew gum, I will chew gum.
No, that's where we draw the line.
That's where the line is drawn.
I'm kind of scared of a lot of things that I put in my mouth, like chicken tenders.
Yeah.
They have to be a very specific shape.
And a specific degree of tenderness.
And are
extremely
they
extremely tender? Like a bedtime story.
It has to be the sweetest of all.
Like, yes.
It's like finding a kitten with a rainbow tender. It's like Maria Bamford is like Jabba the Hutt compared to
how tender these chicken tenders have to be.
You have no idea. Yes.
Where's
Maria Bamford on a rainbow unicorn?
Right?
She eating dots?
Just going for eating dipping dots?
Dipping dots?
She would do it.
She would be like a jagged piece of steel.
In his mouth, compared to how tender.
With dead iguanas on it.
Where are you getting the tenderest of all chicken tenders? Do you make your own chicken tenders?
I do make my own chicken tenders. That's the way I can really feel like
what's
I'm...
What's happening? You make your own chicken tenders?
No, I'll make them at home. I'll take...
You'll bake a chicken?
I'll take chicken and I'll cut it into the exact strip and shapes that I want.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no difference at all between any of them. They all have to look exactly the same.
A uniform?
Yes, a uniform strip of meat. And then I will...
Jonathan, you will be back
on
the Dork
Forest. I find it to
be
an unbearable obsession with Jonathan.
Jonathan will be back on the Dork Forest to talk specifically about chicken tenders for an
leave.
Hour. It's, we will just keep
this
taping.
This is far more interesting than anything I can
ever
say.
Oh, no. This is, I think not.
We
I think
found a new neurotic obsession.
It's a new dorkdom that I did not know existed. I did not know that it existed. Oh,
I will order chicken tenders from a restaurant, and I will break them into the shape that I want, and I will throw all of the bad part away.
No, that's not true. You make me eat the bad parts.
Okay. So Nathan will sit next to you. You guys spend a great deal of time together?
A lot of time together.
A lot of time on the road.
Together.
And see how it works out.
It did.
Jonathan cares about the environment. He's not going to waste
food. Right, there's no wasting of food.
No.
And
as a conservative, Yes. I eat it all, and I make sure there's no waste.
Right. What?
Well, that's opposite of conservative.
Right, because they're constantly.
Oh, no, you must be 12. Oh,
boom! You were just, you. But the hammer was down by emo.
I just ruined their chicken tender eating scheme.
It was a tender moment that you ruined.
Very, very well punned.
Well, you know, punned,
young lady.
You've brought it out in me. You brought it out. There's the Emo Phillips wordsmith, and so now it has been appreciated. Is there conservative food that you enjoy, Nathan?
Well, I tend to, when we go, we stop at diners. I usually don't order for myself and just find the tables that haven't been bussed yet, and just kind of pick the. The good stuff.
Food off of that.
Yes.
I recommend a Cracker Barrel.
I would never do that. I could not even think about eating somebody else's food. I would have a panic attack.
When you go out with other people, do you ever share meals?
Oh, no. Oh, I have my meal. I can't deal with that.
This guy makes Woody Allen look like Don Draper. He is very neurotic. You would never, if you look at him, you would never guess.
I might guess, just
no,
because...
No, he looks like a tough... Not tough, maybe, but normal.
Right? He looks like...
But
his hair is completely platinum blonde, and there's not a... There's, like, clearly some attention has been paid. You are an attentive... Your lady is with you here to keep an eye on your...
Well, she takes care of everything. She... If I feel like... I'm only doing this... podcast without makeup on because I feel like it's a podcast. It doesn't really matter. But normally she would
touch
up. I meant
to put makeup on myself.
I have this pimple here and I've been kind of stressing out about
it. Right. Oh, that's...
So,
well, now I notice it. But before, I did not. You were a palette that was just beautiful. And now
it's ruined.
Well, it's flawed. But the thing is the flaws are where the beauty really lies.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I like that none of us chose to wear any makeup. We're like, this is an audio event. Let's do it. And so,
yeah, I don't even wear makeup for television.
You don't wear makeup on television?
Not really.
Okay. And so they won't just even it out a little bit? A little lipstick?
Well, a little lipstick maybe.
Sure.
And a little powder on my nose.
A little powder.
And
you
some
don't want
eyeshadow.
The... Okay. Just
and some eyeliner.
And fake eyelashes.
And the pancake thing on my cheeks.
Right.
And a little rouge under my chin.
Right.
And to smooth out the wrinkles. But right. Other than that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
How about a hat? So Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're traveling all the time following emo.
Right.
And doing this thing.
Right.
If you're worried about how things look and how things are, how's the rest of it? Like public restrooms?
I can't. No,
hotels?
That's bad. That public restroom's real bad.
Okay.
Real bad. But surprisingly.
Yeah.
I'll give a little plug out here. Walmart. Walmart actually has some of the cleaner public restrooms.
Okay, well, that
which
it's,
is it's better than a gas station.
It's, well, yes, almost anything
you just
is.
Put a lot of toilet paper down on the seat.
Okay,
and even if you're not sitting on it.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
just, look at if
are you
dirt.
A Purell guy? Are you a hand sanitizer?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
of course.
I myself am.
Just
building.
To get to here in Los Angeles, we went through I think two gallons at least.
Well, let me say that I recommend building an immune system. And I'm not saying you should lick like a
That's what I'm
urinals.
Telling him.
Yes, right?
But this is the same guy who booked us in a hotel in Erie and there was blood on the sheets.
There was...
Well, maybe there was a virgin there.
There was
you
not
know.
That much blood on the sheets.
Okay.
But there was blood on the sheets. And he was on my bed and I'm the one that has to sleep in it and he won't even do anything about it. So
my virgin joke went nowhere.
No, because I'm still very upset about sleeping in right. someone else's blood.
It's well, I don't begrudge you that. I was in a hotel in Austin, Texas, and there was a giant.
I just got the virgin.
There was a giant June bug that was dead, and I was like, "You're gonna have to send a kid to carry off the dead," and and so they sent a kid in, and they were like, "Well, we can't stop," and I had to wait to get check in. They said it's the room isn't ready yet. And I was like, oh, did you have to place the bug? Because they were like, well, the bug must have come in those 20 minutes and committed suicide? Because that was too soon.
We had a refrigerator that did not have a seal, so the door didn't shut. And
okay.
The freezer just melted constantly with ice, and it just flooded
yeah.
the room while we were there. And it smelled of mold.
Yeah.
And everything was dirty. And he was fine with it.
No problem. You are incorrect, sir.
And
you got to keep moving.
Thank you. Thank right. you. I'm glad that I'm around friends.
I wish to be supportive. But there's mold. It's hard to sleep in mold. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, let's play a song.
Emo, do you?
Ooh.
Are we really supposed to talk amongst ourselves?
Emo just finished the song I started. Very cool. All right. So, yeah. So, I support you in wanting a clean hotel room. What about these slippers that they give you at some of the fancier ones? Am I allowed to keep those? Or do they wash those and repackage them? Anybody know?
I have shower caps, Jackie.
All right. Then I keep asking one on each foot.
Keep those, yeah.
I can keep those because that's a shower cap. And then
the robe, though, they charge.
The robe they charge you for, but I understand the footwear, I might be able to take those. Does anyone know? It's a real question. Jackie at JackieCation.com.
I really wish you hadn't mentioned.
The TV is a gray area.
Why is that, Nathan?
Well, Jonathan wasn't aware that was.
No, I've been like amazed that this was a thing. So
that you can do.
So that means we're going to have slippers.
Yeah.
Oh, on the way back.
No, that will solve a lot of problems.
Because possibly you're staying at, like, I recommend my favorite. Let's do a little ad for my favorite hotel in the world, the Hampton Inn. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Hilton-owned property. It is one step above a Best Western. And
I'll play some theme music.
Play some theme music for the Hampton Inn.
You're just plugging this for no reason.
For no reason.
You are not being paid for this.
I am not. They could pay me. I would accept money from the good people at the Hampton Inn, the Hilton. It's very soothing. Think how soothing it would be to stay at a Hilton, a Hampton Inn, where they have free cup of waffle in the morning. It's so beautiful. It's nice. The juice machine is on until 10. And then sometimes.
That's the juice machine.
That's the juice machine.
It's running out of. That's what it sounds like at 9:55.
Right.
You know, right. And you say to them, hey, could you please? Oh, it's still before 10. You got to fill it up. No, out of coffee, sorry. And don't put the bagels away yet.
Can I just slip in at 9:59 and get in?
Yeah, why did I have to start putting the bagels away at 9:50?
I know. They shouldn't do it. They should wait. They should wait till 10 after.
Thank you.
Right. Okay.
The places we stay, they don't put the food away. They leave it for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
We are staying at some very, very, very classy
organizations.
Yes.
All right.
I have a question for Emo.
Okay.
Do you remember how we met?
I'll shut up.
No.
You remember how you two met?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you two meet?
How did we run into
MySpace? MySpace. A long time ago. Yeah.
I still have a MySpace page.
I wasn't.
Me too. I was surfing. And yeah. It's weird. I didn't know I was still, you know, it's like leaving a toy oven on.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I wasn't
light bulb
old enough.
Will burn out. Yes.
I wasn't old enough to go to see Emo's show. Mm-hmm, he was coming to Atlanta. And so I asked him, I sent him a message on MySpace, and he responded. I asked him if there was any way that someone younger could come, and he said, I'll put you on the list.
Oh, my God.
And he's paraphrasing.
Right. But that's a beautiful story. That's a story of a man who's willing to interact with his fans. Well played, Emo Phillips. Well played.
See how it paid off.
He reserved eight seats for me.
he lied about his butt size.
Maybe he did think you were a larger young man than you were.
I thought you were very large from the photo.
But
maybe thought that it was past your bedtime and you might want to lie down with a blanket and listen to him.
Yeah. That might have been it.
But
a lot of my fans like Donald are homeless.
Right. That's a close personal friend, Donald.
Donald.
Sleep on the seat.
Right.
So we met and that. I was like, it was like the greatest moment of my life. I was like, oh my gosh, my favorite comic ever.
Yes.
And then a few months later, his MySpace disappeared off the internet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you remember this? Do you remember when your MySpace just...
I do remember, yeah.
MySpace deleted him.
What?
For no reason.
For no reason.
I wish MySpace would delete me. What?
Usually it's the other way around.
Exactly. Right. And I've tried to delete my MySpace, but it is an unattainable goal. Note to self, people listening out there, the internet is forever.
Yes.
So how did it come back? Did it
come
back?
Well, I noticed immediately that it disappeared off the internet.
Did you talk to Tom?
And
the founder of MySpace.
The my first reaction was, I have to do something. So I created a candlelight vigil for his MySpace page.
With a vine?
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. And then I started adding all of his fans that I knew.
Okay.
With the candlelight vigil page as a placeholder. And then a few days later, I got an email from Emo, who did not have my email address.
What?
And it said, hi, thanks for doing this. We're trying to sort this out. And that same day, I showed up on his...
I was good friends with Edward Snowden.
I was going to say, this is the reveal that we did not know. Emo Phillips is Banksy. And today...
It makes sense now.
The silence from Emo is awesome. It's the sign of guilt. Right. Little did we know that you were a secret CIA mole. And you were... Have you ever met... Okay. Well, that's... I mean, and then did it come back?
Well, Weird Al Yankovic is actually responsible for it coming back. Weird Al and his drummer got a hold of Tom.
Wow.
And
because Weird Al Yankovic
has some kind of power.
Right.
He's the guy you call
if
when you
don't get
fix
Emo
something.
Back on MySpace, we're going to do a parody song based on Tom and MySpace. And Tom was like, torn.
Yeah.
And did you guys get to meet Weird Al Yankovic ever?
I hunted down Weird Al Yankovic so I could get him to sign my copy of UHF. Yeah,
on Laserdisc.
On Laserdisc. That's the only way to watch it.
Do you still have your Laserdisc player?
Yes, but it's been acting up. It's been making a lot of noise when I try to play disc.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it up and looked inside, and I dig through all the wires, and there's a little label that says, warning, the wires in this machine have been known to cause cancer in California.
Just California.
And I said, good thing I'm not in California.
Yeah, you gotta. Here's my thing. I thought you had opened it, and then you'd found out that the tiny Keebler elves that had been running that thing for the last 27 years were probably super tired. And they might be.
They could be.
But there's probably a place where you can get it fixed.
You should get the Avengers. You should buy a new one.
Can you buy a new
eBay.
Laser? Oh, there you go. All right. So new to you.
New to you.
So
yes, new to you.
Emo, do you recognize this?
There's a shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
Do you recognize it at all?
It is
I
a
feel like
Madras.
I'm on trial now.
Yes, Madras short sleeve.
This is Emo's shirt that he wore in the movie Relative Strangers. And this is what I received for the candlelight vigil. Emo gave me this as a present. For keeping his place on the internet.
Does it still smell like him?
It does still. It's never been washed. It's never been washed.
He does.
Wear it.
He does
I wear
sleep
it every
with it at
night,
night
as I sleep.
You're wearing it the wrong way.
Well, now I just.
Now it's just cozy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a snuggie.
He's just like it's an emo
it's all
snuggie.
Coming back to me, this whole wonderful story.
So that's how people always ask, how do you know Emo? And that's how.
That's how you know Emo. That's amazing.
No. MySpace stalking.
Exactly, but not so bad, not so bad.
It's a wonderful story.
It is a beautiful story, and I think that you should animate it.
I think
it.
I must have washed it.
And before you send
He's
it to him?
He's probably smelling the bubble wrap.
Exactly.
I use bubble wrap cologne.
Oh, do you? Not a lot of people know that about you.
Because what's more exciting to a woman than opening a present?
Nothing.
See?
Nothing.
Or getting something from Amazon.
Amazon, and you say to yourself, oh my God, it must be breakable. Much like your heart.
Yes. It's more expensive than getting something fragile like a woman's heart. In the mail.
I'm glad you kept it clean.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, do you want to play some music before we go?
Story?
That was it.
That was all?
Well, I don't want to bore anyone.
We're going to put you in carbonite because we're such huge dorks.
You're not boring anyone.
That's so nice.
Well, okay. I'm distracted with the shirt and the smells.
Did make jazz band. It says that if I had been in jazz band, I could have. I'd know how to riff. I'd know how to riff around you. I played bass clarinet, and that was a lot of 1, 2, 3, 4.
I played the bass clarinet
in concert band.
No, I just learned it.
Oh, you just learned it.
But it's a nice instrument.
It's
very,
a nice,
very low,
and then you spend a lot of time.
You know what my nickname is for my bass clarinet?
What is your nickname?
Annette Spiticello.
What is the, I haven't been able to get back into the reed instruments. I used to play the clarinet, and then I played the bass clarinet. And the last time I tried to play my clarinet, the reed was too hard. You got to soak the reed. You got to soak the reed, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know this about reeds.
You can buy them softer.
Can you buy them softer?
Of course. That's what that little number is.
That's what that damn number is.
What number of reed are you trying to
play? I was doing a four.
Oh, that's very hard.
That's too hard.
You should start with a -3.
Yes, sir. If there is such a thing. Here's the problem. I lent my my clarinet, to a friend of mine whose husband sent it to his grandfather in Poland. Yeah, that's what was my response. I was like, I thought I lent this to Bigos. And Bigos was like, oh, my grandfather has always wanted a clarinet.
He's not going to live forever.
It's true. Maybe I'll get it back.
I guess whenever you lend something, whenever you...
Whenever I lend something out.
Don't make you say it.
Don't make you say it.
No, it's a sad topic.
It's a sad topic. It's true.
At least he's getting some pleasure out of it.
It's true. It's for the elderly. It's so nice. And granted,
maybe
I was not.
Maybe he's using it as a walking stick.
Maybe he is. Maybe maybe the Russians will get it back to
I
me.
I saw that once.
What's that? Someone using a clarinet as a walking stick?
Well, I was
at Peter Dinklage?
I was at the Musical Instruments Museum in Edinburgh. Scotland?
Yes.
Edinburgh? Edinburgh? And they have all these old clarinets.
Yeah.
And around 1825,
yes,
they had a clarinet that doubled as a walking stick.
That is a tall clarinet. Because the Scottish are tall, aren't they? Aren't they a tall people?
They are.
And but was
probably
it
probably for a short man?
It was for a shorter person.
But
okay,
it was a playable clarinet.
A playable clarinet that they used as.
Isn't that exciting?
One day, here's one of the first.
Back when people had walking sticks.
Oh yes,
everyone had a walking stick.
Everyone just did because they would go on walkabout. They would go for walks. Have you ever read that C.S. Lewis Out of the Silent Planet? The main character Ransom was on a walking tour when he got snatched by the bad guys who sent him off to Mars.
Oh,
okay, that's a good story.
Is that factual?
Well, no reason to read it now.
No reason. Exactly. I've ruined the first 70 pages. There's only 220 pages, ladies and gentlemen.
I read Marcel Proust's A Remembrance of Things Past.
Yes.
The first 70 pages.
Yes.
The narrator, who has insomnia, is desperately trying to fall asleep. That's the first 70 pages.
70
this
pages.
Guy trying to fall asleep because obviously he couldn't read his own novel.
Right, because you were asleep at page
exactly.
7
yes.
and 11 and 32.
And I did Fibonacci sequence. Just to keep my brain active.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have sat here and dorked out at Emo Phillips about Emo Phillips. And I have to say...
About my two biggest fans.
And about your two biggest fans, Jonathan and Nathan.
There might be other fans, but these are easily as big as any of my other fans.
To have come to my home in Van Nuys.
Tell them how many shows you've gone to.
Oh, gosh. I'd actually have lost count. It's been...
Over 100.
No, it has not been over 100.
Not quite.
We're around... We're getting close to 40-ish.
But not the same place.
Just
all over
right.
the country. All over the country.
To every corner.
You have followed him. He's a destination comedian
have,
yes. for
we
you.
We have been to and through about 36 or so states.
Yep.
Wow.
It's not creepy if they're making a documentary.
It is not creepy if they're making
That's
a
documentary.
For now, all I know, there's no batteries in those cameras.
Right. It might just be one of those, like the fake thing in my car that says that I have an alarm system. Here's my question. What websites can people see the Emo documentary?
When MySpace.
It'll be on MySpace? It'll be released
it'll
on
be
MySpace?
Released on MySpace. 5 minutes a year.
Yes.
What is there a place people should follow you guys on
yes,
Twitter?
Yes. I mean, you can find us on Twitter. Stalking Emo.
Stalking Emo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stalking okay.
Emo. Stalking Emo, Facebook, Twitter. I think
and
we have a Tumblr.
Tumblr.
We own stalkingemo.com.
Okay, yes. That's awesome. Okay. So
we stalk emo so you don't have to.
Yes.
Exactly. It's so nice. I like that he's a destination comedian.
Well, it's like if 100,000 people follow the Grateful Dead. That's not stalking.
No, it is not.
That's
fandom. Exactly. That's dorkdom.
But
that's...
when two people follow you, that's why is that weird?
That is, oh, it's
or
only
one woman follows you.
Right.
Why is that strange? It's just a question of numbers.
It's all just numbers. If there were 100,000 people outside your home chanting your name, yeah, that would not be stalking.
That would be cool.
It would be it would be loud.
But it's when like, I did it last night, it got upset.
It was very strange.
It was slightly weird. It was a little weirder. All you need is 999,000 people more. And then
we're working on
it. I thought
it.
I dropped that. Well, if I was to kill someone, I'd be a murderer.
Right.
If I was to kill 12 people, I'd be a serial killer.
Right.
But if I killed 10 million people, I would be a great general.
You would be a genocider.
Oh, you're right. It goes the other way, doesn't it?
That one's the weird.
If I had a unibrow. No, you're right.
Okay, if you had a unibrow,
oh,
what's going to happen? Yeah, so what do you, is there anything anybody would like to plug? I have a
emophillips.com.
Oh, there you go. It's a good one. That's a perfect thing. And then, of course, you can follow Emo on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. No, just go to emophillips.com.
And that's where everything is.
I list all my shows.
Right. Okay.
And we'll most likely be there.
And then you could go and see it. You'll see Jonathan and Nathan, and you will approach them and say, "Hey, I heard you on the Dork Forest." And that's exciting. Thank you so much for doing
the
Dork Forest, you guys.
Thank you, Miss Jackie.
Let's play your theme song again. Have you remembered it yet?
Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and your pals will never bore us. Give us harmless obsessions about our obsessions. Make us laugh and smile.
Aw, thank you for having us.
Hooray! Take care of each other out there. Bye!
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Thank you. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?